Shalom and Boker Tov, Chag Sameach. I'm greeting you this morning on, it's an amazing thing to me that today is Rosh Hashanah, beginning this evening, you know, the head of the year. The evening and the morning are the days. So we are praying here on Rosh Hashanah together. And 2 weeks from today, we will be praying together at Prayer Mountain, October 16 through 21. And that is the beginning. We did not know it when we scheduled this. We did not know it, but it is Sukkot. Our meeting runs, and I know God is in on this. Our autumn assembly and the dates we chose are exactly the days of Sukkot this year. So here we are on Rosh Hashanah. We will be together on Sukkot, and I do hope that you can be with us. If you haven't made up your mind yet, do your best to come to Branson, and all of us pray together for such a time as this. And oh my goodness, if you have been watching this week's happening since our last prayer and our assignment, oh my goodness, for such a time as this, this company of prayers is raised up, and I do pray, and I do desire and think that it is so marvelous and wondrous that so many of us can come together and bring our supplies to Branson, October 16 through 21. Of course, we'll be praying that morning, and then that evening, which will begin Sukkot in the evening. Evening and the morning is the day. Brother Max will be here, and we will be all praying together. We're going to have our prayer in the morning on October 16, and then we'll meet at our new place. We're at a new theater this year, the former Welk Theater, and many of you probably were able to get rooms there. You might check again if you were not, because sometimes people cancel at the last minute. Something happens. But anyway, praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Good morning. Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful to hear your voice this morning, dear brother.
Praise God.
I know you, and I do want to announce right now that I will be at Prayer Mountain this noon. I will be out at the mountain this noon. So that means we're not sure what time we'll begin to pray, but we will definitely be praying together after we've shared and a lot to share today. Oh, my goodness. Brother Max, you have anything you'd like to say?
Just to add on what you shared earlier, you know, there's so much going on, so much happening, and the Lord spoke to us last week, and we know what happened in Lebanon, and we are praying for the church in Lebanon, the families of Lebanon, the children of Lebanon. You know, all of this has to come to pass. It has to be established. This is the word of God. And Israel is remaining and standing. I remember one of the prayer calls the Lord told us, and he told Benjamin Netanyahu, very specific, turn the fence down, meaning take the whole land. Enough of this.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah.
When I think of what's happened, and Max, you and I talked about it, I went over in detail. Of course, I've been meditating what God used us to pray last week. He began with Psalm 144, which begins with, "Blessed be my rock who trains my hands for war and my fingers to fight." One of those, the whole psalm he gave us, "Bow down your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains that they may smoke." Verse 8, "Rescue me and deliver me from great waters, from the hand of foreigners whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood." That was on Wednesday. And then beginning with the walkie-talkie explosions, which were followed one day later by cell phones being taken out. And then on Friday, after we prayed on Wednesday, Israel eliminated Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, And all around him were his top aides and Iranian generals who had gathered in Beirut. This happened during the Netanyahu UN speech. It was all timed. It was all, and he was listening to it. Bunker busters, more than 80 bunker buster bombs hit on that thing, and Nasrallah was taken out. Now, this virtually, they virtually destroyed communication, and then they took out the heads, and then they had a boots on the ground invasion of Lebanon. Now, Lebanon and the Hezbollah was so organized. The fact that it has been crippled in like 10 days is beyond anything except a miracle. Now, last week's words, listen to these. This is in the morning. I have defeated your enemy all through me in Israel and here. So he's talking about the United States. He's talking about Israel. And then he says, it will be spiritual battles, but I guarantee you victory. And so we're, as we know, he told us to go on our knees. That's the thing for us to do. And here's another statement from last week. As the eyes of the world turn towards my land, are there eyes toward Israel? Absolutely. And his statement was, as the eyes of the world turn towards my land and your land, which is mine too. Oh, thank God. He accepts the United States as his land. He says, the best thing you can do is fall on your knees in prayer, and I will move their heart. So we have this part that we play right here on this prayer call. And then he said to us, lift up the military who have been called up in preparation for this battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. He told us, and they were called up. You know, Israel, most of their armies are reservists. Just people, men and women who work and have businesses, and they're suddenly called up because it's a little country and they have to use a reserve army. But God said last week, I am your weapon for this battle and the one yet to come. And then he told us, oh my goodness, the afternoon, vengeance is mine and recompense. In due time, he started with Deuteronomy 32:35, and this is how it reads. Vengeance is mine and recompense. In other words, I take the vengeance and I pay them what they are due. In due time, their foot shall slip, for the day of their calamity is near and their doom comes speedily. Then he gave us a statement, it shall be me. And then he took us once again back to Psalm 94. Remember how he told us this is what he's doing? And it begins with his name. El Nikma, El Nikma, God of vengeance. Shine forth, rise up, O judge of the earth, render recompense to the proud. Oh, and then he spoke to us so much of victory. He said Ezekiel 38 and 39 is next. So there is a battle going on now. It's not Ezekiel 38 and 39. But he did tell us Ezekiel 38 and 39 is next. Another statement, your divine strength and relationship with me lead to victory. Israel, hallelujah. Another statement, I deliver you from your enemies. Psalm 44:7, you have saved us from our enemies and put to shame those who hate us. Folks, I read an article about how Nasrallah died. They found his body intact. It wasn't blown to smithereens. It was intact, and he had died, they said, a very long and horrible death. Smothered, gases. But I don't want to go deeply into that, but it was a shameful death. So what we have witnessed in the last week, folks, no one has ever seen. This the military operation in Lebanon is like none other, ever. Now, then Iran responded. There was a missile attack yesterday, 190 ballistic missiles. But the day was filled with miracles. No Israeli person died. No civilian, no soldier, no planes were harmed. And none of their aerial defense systems were harmed. One Palestinian man in Jericho was killed, but no Israelis were killed. They did hit army bases, but the damage was small. They aimed at them. The Israel Air Force emphasized that no civilians, soldiers, or planes were harmed by them. It was an absolute miracle. I've been reading the accounts of it. You can go on Amir's party. You can go on Arit Sheva. You can read about them. Miraculous. Miraculous. Every one of the air defense systems worked in perfectly. And then missiles fell in open fields, in open places. Already, Israel has destroyed more than half of the missiles and weapons that Hezbollah had accumulated over 3 decades. Folks, I stood right across from these houses where they stored them. They were, oh my goodness, what they held in weaponry and firepower could have wiped Israel out, but God instead is wiping them out. Now, the Jews had read in Isaiah 62 and 63, on the Sabbath before Rosh Hashanah, that would be just this last Sabbath, only hours after the IDF blew Hezbollah terror chief Hassan Nasrallah and several of his top commandments, they were killed. Hundreds of thousands of faithful, believing Jews across the world were reciting these words from Isaiah 62 and 63, the Sabbath before. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Israel's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch, the nations will see your vindication, and all kings your glory. I trod them with my wrath, and I trampled them with my fury. For a day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redemption has arrived. The United States and France and others tried to pressure Israel into a ceasefire that would have allowed Hezbollah to regroup, and all of their weaponry stay intact. But God's prophetic words brought vengeance. And, dear Father, he lets us work with him. He's going to let us work with him today in prayer. Turn your heart toward him. Don't just be a spectator. We have more people on the line, I could tell when I got on, than we've had lots and lots of people. That's why we couldn't understand or hear very well when they signed in. So that means they've reported for duty. And I trust you have. And I trust it's your heart in it. And I trust it's not just your head, and you're not just on here for curiosity, but you're on this call because you're reporting for duty. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you. I'm so humbled, Lord. I know we keep this seat of authority because you have willed it. You have decided it is thus and so. You've chosen us, really, I believe. I believe people are on this call because they're chosen. They're called up for duty. But I know that we can only be here by faith, strong faith, yielding, but also there's a humility to it. There are many companies. I prayed with one yesterday, Mary Colbert's call. There are many companies in this prayer force that you've raised up. But we are one. We're one of those. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, use us this day. Anoint these lips of clay. Let the words from heaven, your words, pass through them to your purpose and your end. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Thankful to be called your friend. My Jesus, I worship you. I worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, si bro, magi landesco dobri kafa, Blevrando ka prikata ko onjeni ko to ko to tom prikata kakai. Libre toi, ma soto no ko prika frande, le ko ka brikanye de ko rakantishka. Ili do joa san cherno. Ili do joa san cherno fika. Kebele hika. Ka kalati andor. Je de go toi, ma rakotoshkenye ne ko rakotoshke di kada kapa. E che le camprabre delle comprendi hanno la cotore catasca pancia di cotosca tabre. Ivro du joa, dice du covro capito, covro cotone e una cotagna, ne covro cataglia e capre, che ne cotoro cotosca pancia di cotasca. E il santo du covro sciacchia. Di shatto rogoto ho shantia ne koto obre kata fra kata. Ma di lo te ora katishka. Di shudu di joa para koto shantia ne kopra katinia ne kora kapa. Ale vre duce de bondaj to un kora kata iya na kora kata le kata te ko onche de kato oshirtino. Di shatto le kobre kte di gandangke ne koto ho shantia di le kakata. E io vedo per la giovanna le condotte copre cappaiano ancora con le cancagne, no? Pesciotto, pesciotto, pesciotto. Oh, palitagne di cura, palitagne di quaggi, delle bagnole. Pesci di niente, di condotte, di condotte, di condotte, di brasi. E se fa la scelta di combattere dietro. E che le ha, ma sono frati. Che vi congiene, ne copre, che le cacale, ve le danne, ne corcodele, ve le badiane, ne no, ma ne caia, ne aia. E se ne cacale, ne lo gobre. Chi va a donne, ma con la che denne, è a brumbra, e se non ancora mai, grinda, grifattore, mangi le hita, canti, nasso tedie, nasso tedie, lita, 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 che bradua, chateau, e che varò d'ogni nei quali dello condosci che vince le condotebre frittagno, frittagno mica oh, sciande le cacca sciande le cacca maia sciande le cacca maia tanti Mesce ti hita. Ele de tua. Cave con derio dasca donge di gutu le fretania. Ale gala cabre le mele bandian. No, mi canie. Tona niera, naniara, cobele di bramaya. Haya na haya. Oh, shanti le ka. Je ne le de choix. Koke le tenye. Bejan. E si tuto joa la karaka kambara katan le koka. Pele de choix, maro kondenye le kwa le do de vrabdishka. Kira kotevre brakatanya ne kohra kotonje de kotoi jenje ne kohra vatya. Ele didi ko bravra da jene ne kohra kotobre ke de katashva. Ishvete de kohole matoro kotonje ne kohra. Father, dear Father, Mashki di hichano no kobre ke di katashve. Ejil me tueri o deshke di braktana na kabre ke di kahashange. Kivili du chwa. Makarakada halakangange. Dera no 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 ne. Ije de koto shepe. Ije de koto rako doho shangya. Gavra kote pre kato nako kompe kele kakaya na koho rako tashka do me da tinya ne kara na la deba la daya na naya na naya. Ishato. Dile ka bratia tele goho shak e ne gobe ka tach. Kebele ha ratito. Kebele ha tata ko ho jange ne kora ko tash ke de bra. Mele prande ne go balatito. Gabide ka pa ashenda na ko teshke. Kare 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 Nikola Kakabe, Kedeko Kahanje, Kilkada, Parakadene, Nikora Kadish, Koton Chero, Nonakora, Asita, Maliteri, Eto, Maliteri Kongaba, Maliteri Kongaba Lito, Miandoro Godoi Jegdi, Ede Cobra, Katakapanya, Nikora Kodole Cabino, Fabilete. Gibru toi, messo dalla gabbino. E io le comprei bettiano, cacchiandolo con dobri che li caccabre nelle pobre che li candabre. Lo fa. Isce tu. Che li codere cabre, ne cofracane da angeli, ne corocodesche. Ebele toi, ma tora manica. Tele gambratia, avia tania ne coroco dos cantania ne coroco tosche, che le bratua, hashania ne coroco dibra. Bele toi. Mangolo codo hoshekia. Isse le bourgeois, ne coroco dandie. Cavicala con te. Capitano. Oh, shatala kahai, anakohoro kodave, meletonia via, meletonia varakodeshke, dandoria, balitania, morokodebre, ivalatoshke. Oh, Father, we're just so thankful to you. Just so thankful to you. So, so very, 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 very thankful to you. Father, we're just so thankful, so very, very thankful. Lord, just to think that you would use us is just, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you've done in every life that's on this line, everyone that's on this line, Father. You call them, and they're your very own children. And thank you for what you've done in Max's life, and thank you for bringing him to this point. And thank you for, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you. I just sit here, and I'm thankful. And now we listen, Lord. We listen to hear what we've been so blessed to pray today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. First line. Satan is defeated. I am your God. Satan is defeated. I am your God. And, oh, this line is underlined. Satan is defeated, I am your God, is underlined. Isaiah 46, verse 4. Isaiah 46, 4. Deuteronomy 32, verses 11 and 12. Deuteronomy 32, 11 and 12. Next line. I watches over Israel, the shade, yeah, that's shade, S-H-A-D-E, the shade and right hand. I will keep you from all harm. There's no us there. I will keep you from all harm. Stand and pray with my friend and prophet. All right, I'll read it again. Thank you, Jesus. I watches over Israel. Watches with an S. I watches over Israel. The shade and right hand. I will keep you from all harm. Stand and pray with my friend and prophet. I watches over Israel, the shade and right hand. I will keep you from all harm. Stand and pray with my friend and prophet. Then the Lord gave us Zechariah 2, verse 8. Zechariah 2, 8. Next line is underlined. What is your hope? Your hope in me. Yeah, that's the line. And it's all underlined. What is your hope? Your hope in me. What is your hope? Your hope in me. Next line. Psalm 39. Yeah, the whole psalm, Miss Lily. Psalm 39.
Okay.
39.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Psalm 39. Next line. I am always with you, delivering you from every trial. Believers, trust your God, I am. That's the line. I'll read it again. I am always with you, delivering you from every trial. Believers, trust your God, I am. I'll read it again. I am always with you, delivering you from every trial. Believers, trust your God, I am. Next line. This one is underlined, and it's three words. They shall perish. P-E-R-I-S-H. Yeah, perish. They shall perish. Underline it. That's the line. They shall perish. Next line. Isaiah 60:12. Isaiah 60:12. Next line. Next line. In this day, in prayer. That's the line. In this day, in prayer. In this day, in prayer. Next line. Zechariah 12:1-10. Yeah, that's 10. Zechariah 12:1-10. Next line. My promises to shield and protect Israel, America, from any harm that may happen to them. And you, church, to pray. I'll read it again, and I'll slow down. My promises to shield and protect Israel, America, from any harm that may happen to them. And you, church, to pray. I'll read it again, so make sure everybody write it down. My promises to shield and protect Israel, America, from any harm that may happen to them, and you, church, to pray. Okay, next line. Deuteronomy 33:39.
Next line. And I will continuous. Yeah, continuous. Delivering my mercy. I will carry you. And my watchfulnesses, yeah, of me. These are big words here. I mean, for me, praise the Lord. He gave us these words. Okay, I'll read it again. And I will continuous delivering my mercy. I will carry you, and my watchfulness, ESS, is that watchfulnesses? That's how you pronounce it?
Well, this watchfulness would be, spell the word, please.
WATCHFULNESS.
Watchfulness.
Okay, watchfulness. Of me. All right.
Okay.
I believe you got that, Miss Willie. Okay.
Let me see if I did. And I will continuous delivering my mercy. I will carry you. And my watchfulness of me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next line. Psalm 121. Yeah, the whole psalm. Psalm 121. Next line, this one is underlined. So Psalm 121, and this line is underlined. My promises are not limited. My promises are not limited. I will continue to provide hope to the Jewish people. That's the line, and it's all underlined if I didn't say that. My promises are not limited. I will continue to provide hope to the Jewish people. My promises are not limited. I will continue to provide hope to the Jewish people. Next line. Understand. Oh, the depths. Understand the depths, D-E-P-T-H. Understand the depths of my love and commitment to all my creation. There's no S in it. Creation. I'll read it again. Understand the depth of my love and commitment to all my creation. That's the line. Understand the depth of my love and commitment to all my creation. Okay. Next line. Knowing that my promise of protection goes beyond all. A-L-O. Knowing that my promise of protection goes beyond all. Knowing that my promise of protection goes beyond all. Then the Lord gave us Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Nahum 1:7. The book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. It's a little long, but it's all underlined. Place your trust in me. Recognizing that I am the final source of strength in the face of this life trials and tribulations. Yeah, that's tribulations with an S. I'll read it again. Place your trust in me. Recognizing. Place your trust in me, recognizing that I am the final source of strength in the face of this life, trials and tribulations. That's the line. You want me to read it again? Or?
Well, just a minute here.
Okay.
Let me finish writing.
Oh, maybe I'm
All
going
right,
fast.
Now. I want to ask you about a word.
Okay.
Place your trust in me, recognizing that I am the final source of strength in the, is the next word face, F-A-C-E?
F-A-C-E, correct.
In the face of this life's trials and tribulations.
Correct, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next line, scriptures here. James 1, verses 2, 3, through 4. James 1, 2 through 4. Psalm 37, 3, 7, verse 5. Psalm 37, 5. Isaiah 26:26, verse 3. Isaiah 26:3. Deuteronomy 31:31, verse 8. Deuteronomy 31:8. Next line. I will save them. Do you see my peace? Be still and know that I am God. And I will reward all of you and those, T-H-O-S-E, who seek me. Okay, I'll read it again. I will save them. Do you see my peace? Be still and know that I am God. That's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I will reward all of you and those who seek me.
That's scripture too.
Hebrews 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll read it again, just to make sure. I will save them. Do you see my peace? Be still and know that I am God. And I will reward all of you and those who seek me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Next line. Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19. Psalm 145, 18 and 19. Hebrew 4:16. Next line. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Put your trust in me. Both of you today. All right, I'll read it again. It's all underlined. Don't be afraid. Put your trust in me, both of you, today. That's the line.
And some line did you say?
All of it, yes, Miss Philly. Don't be afraid. Put your trust in me, both of you, today. All underlined. Next line. Oh, and all of you praying, church. Yeah, that's the line. And all of you praying, church. And all of you praying, church. Next line. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16, 1-6 through 18, 1-8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, start with verse 16, 1-6 through 18. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined. This line is underlined. My power is perfect. No more weaknesses. That's the line. My power is perfect. No more weaknesses. My power is perfect, no more weaknesses. Philippians 3. Did I say this line is underlined? My power is perfect, no more weaknesses.
I don't remember it, but maybe you did.
Okay. It's underlined. I don't remember either.
Okay.
Next line is Philippians chapter 3, verses 1. Oh, through 21. This might be the whole chapter. I don't know.
Might be. Mm-hmm.
Philippians 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Next line. I am the Lion of Judah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I am the Lion of Judah. Trust in me.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I am the Lion of Judah.
Praise His name. Glory to God.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And it begins with, Satan is defeated. I am your God, underlined. That is so important to remember. He's defeated. We only enforce. We don't have to defeat him. We don't have to. I know some time back, people were putting on combat boots and warring in tongues. You don't have to do that. You use your faith. You use your confession. You pray in tongues as the Lord leads and give your spirit to him. But we're not trying to defeat Satan. The only fight we fight is a good fight of faith. The rest of it, hallelujah, it's already won. We're just enforcing it here with our faith. Bless the Lord. Satan is defeated, underlined, I am your God, Isaiah 46:4. You have to remember that he's defeated. Otherwise, you would be afraid. Praise the Lord. Here it is again. Even to your old age, I am he. And to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy. Excuse me here. Deuteronomy 32:11-12.
Mm-hmm.
Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions, the Lord alone guided him, and no foreign god was with him. We go to a place, Gamla, and we watch these birds that carry their young up on their wings. It's quite a sight to see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I watches over Israel, the shade and right hand. I will keep you from all harm. Stand and pray with my friend and prophet. Zechariah 2:8. For thus says the Lord of hosts, and that's Jehovah of armies, after his glory he sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
He watches over Israel. He's Israel's shade. He's their right hand.
You see, this is what happened yesterday, Miss Philly.
Absolutely.
All these rockets, 190.
Yes.
It's not just not like Israel have the Iron Dome. No, it's what God put in them, what he did for them. And
yes,
what he's doing.
He did it.
Oh, he did it. That's the watch. He gives them the knowledge to do certain things beside any other country.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
And all three systems, the Iron Dome, the Arrow, and the other, I forgot what the name of it is, all worked perfectly. And I read that the chances of this happening were just minuscule. Everything worked perfectly. And then all of those that fell into open ground, desert. Yesterday, this is exactly what happened. He watched over Israel.
He watches over Israel, yeah.
That's what he did. And then underlined, what is your hope? Your hope in me. That's the answer. The answer to the question. Psalm 39. To the choir master, to the Edgathon, a psalm of David. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle, so long as the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. My heart became hot within me. As I mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days, Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. I am mute. I do not open my mouth. For it is you who have done it. Remove your stroke from me. I am spent by the hostility of your hand. When you discipline a man with rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him. Surely all mankind is a mere breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers. Look away from me that I may smile again before I depart and am no more. Next line. I am always with you, delivering you from every trial. Believers, trust your God. I am. And then underlined, they shall perish. Isaiah 60 and verse 12. Isaiah 60. 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. You know, I think Psalm 39 is kind of like a repentance for Israel. Hallelujah. Now here we go. After Isaiah 60, verse 12. In this day, in prayer, Zechariah 12, 1 through 10. The oracle of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus declares the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and founded the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I am about to make Jerusalem a cup of trembling or staggering to all the surrounding peoples. The siege of Jerusalem will also be against Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the people. All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it. On that day, declares the Lord, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness. But for the sake of the house of Judah, I will keep my eyes open when I strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Then the clans of Judah shall say to themselves, the inhabitants of Jerusalem have strength through Jehovah of hosts, their Elohim, their God. Oh, wait a minute. I think I went a little too far. I did. No, I didn't. It goes through 10, right? On that day, I will make the clans of Judah like a blazing pot in the midst of wood, like a flaming torch among sheaves, and they shall devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding peoples, while Jerusalem shall again be inhabited in its place in Jerusalem. And the Lord will give salvation to the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not surpass that of Judah. On that day, the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem so that the feeblest among them on that day shall be like David. And the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. On that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and of supplication for mercy, so that when they look on me, on whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him as one weeps over a firstborn. So we see here that he's making Jerusalem a cup of trembling and staggering. That's a cup of judgment. Mm. And actually, I know that this word is a huge, huge vat, like, not just a little cup. And all the surrounding peoples and nations now are drinking a cup of judgment. He's already done it. He's beginning it. It's coming into full force. This is the day of the judgment of the nations. And all the nations of the earth who rise against it, they will be judged. Bless the Lord. And he will bless Jerusalem, and it will come on to where now. What he's telling us is this has already started, and we're moving into that day when they shall look upon him and recognize who he is. And this weeping that they do is repentance. And then if we went on, it would say a cup, a fountain has been opened to them for cleansing. My promises to shield and protect Israel, America, from any harm that may happen to them, and you, church, to pray. Deuteronomy 33:39. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies will cringe before you, and you will tread upon their high places. And I will continuous delivering my mercy. I will carry you and my watchfulness of me. Psalm 121.
Yeah.
This is one of the songs of ascents that they sang as they went up into the temple for the feast. The first verse is a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. Hallelujah. That's an exact quote. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah.
I preached on that last Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Praise the Lord.
And that's an exact quote of what he gave us earlier in the very first, second statement. I watches over Israel, the shade and right hand.
Oh, yes.
And it says in verse 5 here, the Lord is your keeper. Jehovah is your keeper. Jehovah is your shade on your right hand.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
And then the next is underlined. My promises are not limited. I will continue to provide hope to the Jewish people. Understand the depths of my love and commitment to all my creation, knowing that my promise of protection goes beyond all. Romans 5, 3 and 4. Not only that, but we rejoice in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character, hope. And then Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those who take refuge in him. I particularly noticed that he said, he mentioned his creation. This is Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah celebrates the day of the creation of Adam. It counts from the day of Adam. And also Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. So here we are. Praise God. Next line is underlined. Put your trust in me, recognizing that I am the final source of strength in the face of this life's trials and tribulations. Just make it tribulations.
Really?
Yes.
The first word in the line, this one underlined, place your trust in me. You said put. Just to make sure.
What did I say?
You say put, but it's place your trust.
Okay,
place your trust in me.
All right. Place your trust in me, recognizing that I am the final source of strength in the face of this life's trials and tribulations. James 1, 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and that endurance or patience have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in shalom, shalom, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. You know, I want to go back to that where he says, my promises are not limited. I will continue to provide hope to the Jewish people. He's not through with the Jews. Everything he ever promised them is coming to pass.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. I will save them. Do you see my peace? Be still and know that I am God, and I will reward all of you and those who seek me. Psalm 145, 18 and 19. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. Then Hebrews 4:16. Let us draw near. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Next line is underlined. Don't be afraid. Put your trust in me, both of you today, and all of you praying, church. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Wow.
Ha ha ha. We just don't look at just what's going on around us.
Yeah, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We look Calm at the down. Unseen.
Calm down.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the
absolutely.
Lord. Yes.
Next line is underlined. My power is perfect. No more weaknesses. Philippians 3, 1 through 21. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. For we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatsoever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained it or have already been made perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Jesus, Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this, or mature, actually is the word, as many as are mature, have this attitude, that if anything, if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I have told you, and now tell you even weeping, they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. Now I'm going to read that last verse in the King James. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So what did Paul say in this? Paul said in this, I used to trust in another way to be saved, my works. But that's nothing. What counts is our faith in him. Bless the Lord. And we are to be mature. We're to press on toward the mark of the high calling in strength. Bless the Lord. Looking forward to the coming of the Lord, who will transform our vile body like unto his glorious body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am the Lion of Judah. Trust in me. So, hallelujah, it's time for right living. It's time for no fear. It's time for looking forward to the coming of the Lord, who will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body. That body you walk in, folks, we're citizens of heaven. And soon the day is coming when you'll no longer have a body like the one you have right now. But this very body, this one I walk in right now, is going to be transformed to look exactly and be glorified just exactly like his glorious body. We went recently to the cemetery where my husband, my sister, and my parents are. Their bodies, we put them to rest there. We honored their bodies and put them to rest there. And I often say, we are right now citizens of heaven. Right now, Billy Brim is a citizen of heaven. But my body has not yet been transformed to be like his glorious body. But it will one day. I'd like to be standing out there when he comes and see him come with all my loved ones with him. And then we'll have this transformation day when our bodies will become glorified. So he's just telling us how to live until then, not to depend on any kind of our good works to save us, but know that we've got the righteousness that comes from God. And he wants us to know the power of his resurrection. That's in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He wants us to walk in resurrection power, and that's what the prayer in Ephesians is all about. He wants us to understand that power that we have access to, which is the same as what raised him from the dead. So it's time to walk in power as we anticipate the day of his coming. Bless thee, Lord, O my soul. And I am going to be out at Prayer Mountain at noontime. Best thing for you to do is to go online, billybrim.org, and just, then pray with us when we get to the prayer. I don't really know what time we'll be praying. But I do know that we will have a good anointing out of that prayer. And good food. We have food out there. Bless the Lord. Now, I've got to get around here and get ready. I live quite a ways from Prayer Mountain. So, Brenda and all of you, you be sure if I'm not there on time, I'll be there just as soon as I can get there. But right now, I'm going to say shalom, shalom, and we shall see you soon. Bless the Lord.
Shalom, shalom.